Welcome to Time to Talk, the Art of Communication, and I'm your host, Roland Millward. Firstly, thank you for being here, and I certainly appreciate everyone that subscribes to my podcast. Now, however you listen to this, whether it's on Anchor, on Spotify, or one of the other many platforms that this podcast goes out on, I certainly do appreciate you subscribing and following me in this way. Now, I'd like to talk today about something that's very popular and many of us do, and that is we make Skype calls or one of the other platforms such as FaceTime. You might also be hosting your own webinar or live broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, etc. Now, one of the things to keep in mind when we're communicating through these methods, and particularly if you're thinking in terms of Skype calls, you often might do that on a computer screen with your webcam just at the top of the screen. And what happens is you'll be chatting to the person and they're chatting to you. And have you noticed how often people are perhaps looking downwards rather than at you? You know why that is? Because they're looking at your image on the screen. You might be in the bottom corner of the screen, for example. Well, remember, when we communicate person to person, we encourage eye contact, whether it's to one person or to a group of people. Take time to look at people in the eye. Now, your camera on your computer or the inbuilt camera in your phone really indeed is the other person's eyes. So look at the camera. Now, by doing that, you might not actually see much of them on your screen because, particularly on a larger screen computer, they may drop out of sight. So don't let that put you off. Look at the camera, talk to the camera. That's the person. Because what they will see then is you looking them in the eye. Now, it's a great way of pulling in your audience. Don't stare intensely, obviously, just look in a natural way at the camera, as though it's a person just the other side of it behind your computer screen. You'll find that really will help visually how you look on screen and will enable you to communicate much better with people because they'll be more drawn to you. Now, another thing just to help you relax when you're talking on screen, mostly when you're on screen, it'll just be kind of your head and shoulders at most actually visible. Now, in order to help you relax as you speak, still perhaps gesture with your hands, but don't put your hands in front of the camera because they'll suddenly look huge and ridiculous. So keep them out of sight, but use them to help you feel relaxed. Of course, if you're doing a live broadcast where you're a little distant from the camera, maybe got a lapel microphone or at least a microphone that will pick up your voice well, by all means then use more normal gestures, bearing in mind that you're on camera, and if that camera's zooming in a little bit, again, be careful you don't over exaggerate gestures because they can look a little over the top if you're on camera. So these are tips. Most of us now are communicating through these methods, Skype, FaceTime, hosting webinars, hangouts, all that kind of thing, and more of these video platforms are becoming online on a regular basis. So we'll be using them much more as each week goes by, I'm sure. Don't be frightened to use them. They are a great way to communicate and to be seen. And particularly if you want to go out to a wide audience, using live broadcasting on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, Twitter, all those kind of platforms can really enable you to build a good rapport with your audience and others to find you as well through those methods. So thank you once again for being here. And I once again thank everyone who subscribed to listen to my podcast. Please let me know what you'd like me to talk about in the art of communication. It's always good to hear from my listeners. So do get in touch. And of course, if you're an Anchor, you can actually send in a voice message to me as well using the Anchor app. Take care and goodbye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.